You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Anne Williams, and this is episode number 77. Today's episode is titled, We Have Some Great Content for You Today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Tidal level and tidal data are based on the general shape of the Earth, which is based on geodetic data, as well as the tides and tides at the time of construction. For most of us, however, water levels are referred to as medium low water (MLW), which is simply the mean over a 19-year period averaged over the same period as the water level at the time of construction. More experienced and technically savvy experts use the more precise and precise means, which are lower than the average of the tides, tides and tides at that time, but still above average. This only means that the water surface moves closer to the imaginary line marked by the line in the diagram above, and not to the actual water level at that time. The difference between MAA and MHHW is 5.45 feet on the level, which means that the level of the level is 3.42 feet higher than the average level of nearby Bebe, 3 to 42 feet below MHHW. This means that surrounding communities have an average of 2.5 feet of water in their streets. When the NHC refers to observations of storm surges, it uses MHHW to place things in a frame of reference in which the majority of people at risk of coastal flooding are understood. This is because MHW is measuring water levels in the area at the time of the storm. So if you see an average flood of 2.5 feet in an area of Bebe, there are some places in that area that could be inundated with up to 7 feet of water, although the ground would normally be dry. Now that I'm #Ve said that the recent snowstorm provides a great argument for explaining the vertical data. Let's take a look at how the water level observations for this event compare with documented floods. In extreme cases, the worst storm surges occur in southern New Jersey and Delaware, but not in New York City. MLW is used by the National Weather Service (NWS) because it is the most common method of referencing tides, and most tidal data refer to it by default. It is used not only for navigation purposes, but also to show how far the seabed extends beyond the MLAA line. To calculate MLW for a particular tidal station, the National Ocean Service (NOS) takes the levels of the lowest and lowest tides and calculates them over a 19-year period as the National Tidal Date Epoch, which currently runs from 1983 to 2001. Over the same 19-year period, it corresponds to the average of all tidal stations in the Gulf of Mexico and the entire Pacific. The region between the MLW and MHHW lines is called the tidal zone and is the region that is flooded at high tide and exposed at low tide. The schematic representation of the distribution of the MAA at each tidal station in the Gulf of Mexico and throughout the Pacific is shown below. It covers the areas with high and low tides as well as the regions with high and low tides. When the tidal zone is submerged during a typical high tide, people can live in the coastal areas of the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific. Alternatively, the NOSCO Ops also provides real-time storm quick look website for coastal flooding. When you observe the water level observations, you can select the vertical data you want to use. The default for the vertical data on this page is MHHW, but the default will come from MLW. You can change the defaults, whatever you mean, as we do with the NHC. Below is an example of using MAA above and MHHW below as reference levels during the blizzard. The blizzards provide a great opportunity to delve into the vertical data that I promised to tackle anyway in an earlier blog post. Whenever we talk about water levels related to tides and storm surges, they need to be mentioned in the data to provide a significant context. For example, the NHCNOS looks at everything that lies inland along the MHHW line and is marked as a supratidal zone in this graph. In this example, I mean a water surface 2 feet above the ground and a surface below the surface 1.5 feet. Water level measurements in relation to the MHHW can be considered as proxies for the measurement of floods. When seawater rises along this HHW line, the region is flooded and NOS considers it a supratidal zone where flooding may occur. In this example, this region is considered to be flooded and a supranational zone when seawater rises more than 1.5 feet above the Earth's surface. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 77. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.